Splintered by A.G. Howard. Narrated by Rebecca Gibble. Chapter 1. One-Way Ticket to Underland. I've been collecting bugs since I was 10. It's the only way I can stop their whispers. Sticking a pin through the gut of an insect shuts it up pretty quick. Some of my victims line the walls in shadow boxes, while others get sorted into mason jars and placed on a bookshelf for later use. Crickets, beetles, spiders, bees and butterflies. I'm not picky. Once they get chatty, they're fair game. They're easy enough to capture. All you need is a sealed plastic bucket filled with kitty litter and a few banana peels sprinkled in. Drill a hole in the lid, slide in a PVC pipe, and you have a bug snare. The fruit peels attract them, the lid traps them, and the ammonia from the litter smothers and preserves them. The bugs don't die in vain. I use them in my art, arranging their corpses into outlines and shapes. Dried flowers, leaves, and glass pieces add color and texture to the patterns formed on plaster backgrounds. These are my masterpieces, my morbid mosaics. School let out at noon today for the upperclassmen. I've been passing the last hour working on my newest project. A jar of spiders sits among the art tools cluttering my desk. The sweet scent of goldenrod breezes through my bedroom window. There's a field of herbs next door to my duplex, attracting a genus of crab spider that changes color, like eight-legged chameleons, in order to move undetected among the yellow or white blooms. Twisting off the jar's lid, I dip out 35 of the small white arachnids with long tweezers, careful not to squish their abdomens or break their legs. With tiny straight pins, I secure them onto a black-tinted plaster background already covered with beetles selected for their iridescent night sky sheen. What I'm envisioning isn't a typical spatter of stars. It's a constellation that coils like feathery bolts of lightning. I have hundreds of warped scenes like this filling my head, and no idea where they came from. My mosaics are the only way to get them out. Leaning back in my chair, I study the piece. Once the plaster dries, the insects will be permanently in place. So if any adjust-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?